The Toad Curse and How It Perished in Flame by Lucas Lanthier. A curse blossomed over the crown of apprentice fire breather Tom Rickshaw Von Soss late one afternoon, and it dictated that he should hop like a toad in the presence of beauty. The young tradesman knew not from whence came the execration, but held strong viewpoints as to its origin. For it was no secret that the daughter of Captain Chicky hated him with a contempt that chilled the blood of the lustiest stalwart of optimism and cheer, and her skills in the arts of other people's discomfort were equally terrifying. Young Tom was further convinced of her culpability simply because of her astounding beauty, and how she would laugh as he passed her in the street, a jittery, jumpy mess of a lad, his movements barely within the confines of the realm of locomotion. But why do you hate me so? He would plead. And her answer, why, because you hop like a toad, Tom Rickshaw Von Soss. So it came to pass that Master Von Soss learned well the art of hissing and spitting and expectorating flames of every color, and a true master he became, and apprentice no more. His ability, and indeed he had much talent there, was very nearly his only consolation, for he shunned all beautiful things, from the stars reflected on Lake Farther Than, to the dainties who gathered at the water pump in the morning times. How he hated to hop like a toad, against his will and with a violence that shook his skull and jarred every socket in his gangly frame. So he retired farther and farther away from the town he had known, seeking solitude away through the woods and down into a rocky, cheerless valley, where there was little cause for the curse to take hold of him. And once there he picked every flower in sight and burnt them with a bitterness in his heart, and settled there as a hermit, sending flames forth from his leathern tongue and scorching the rocks black in his loneliness. Until one day, in the gloom of an autumn dusk, the daughter of Captain Chicky traveled to his valley by foot and found him there painting blue flames on a boulder. Tom Rickshaw Von Soss, you have hidden long in this valley, and I miss your strange walk. Now hop for me like you used to in the days of our youth. It has been that long since I laughed and laughed heartily. And Tom gazed at her, and she was beautiful still, and he felt his limbs begin to tremble and twitch, and he felt that doom was signified in those tremors, for he could not remember the last time the curse had troubled him, but it was long ago. And so, taking hold of the captain's daughter, he began to quake and to flail against her, and then pull her up into the air, and then down onto the rocks. And he began to laugh just as she screamed and struggled against him. And they became a jumble of anatomy as he held her tight, and he bounced across the valley, a feverish toad, manic and heedless. And Tom's final words to her were heated and fierce, for he opened his breath and licked her with flames. And together they were consumed utterly in a conflagration that dripped dancing plasma on the ancient lichen and cast the echoes of screams against the boiling breeze. No one knew after what befell the captain's daughter, or what fate grasped and throttled Tom Rickshaw Von Soss, but they knew the Dale of Stone where he had lived, and knew that it was now abandoned and haunted. For flames flicker yet in that valley of rock in the cool evenings of autumn, and they flit tenderly on boulder tops when the wind sounds like screaming.